Chapter 46, Jesus Transfigured. Evening was drawing on as Jesus called to his side Peter, James, and John, and led them far up a lonely mountainside. They had spent the day traveling and teaching, and the climb added to their weariness. Soon the sun disappeared, and the travelers were wrapped in darkness. The gloom of their surroundings seemed in harmony with their sorrowful lives, around which clouds were gathering. The disciples did not venture to ask Christ whither he was going, or for what purpose. He had often spent entire nights in the mountains in prayer. He was at home with nature and enjoyed its quietude. Yet the disciples wondered why their master should lead them up this toilsome ascent when they were weary and when he too needed rest. Presently Christ told them that they were to go no farther. Stepping a little aside from them, the man of sorrows poured out his supplication with tears. He prayed for strength to endure the test in behalf of humanity. He must gain a fresh hold on omnipotence, for only thus could he contemplate the future. And he poured out his heart longings for his disciples, that their faith might not fail. The dew was heavy on his boat form, but he heeded it not. So the hours passed slowly by. At first the disciples united their prayers with his, but after a time they fell asleep. Jesus had told them of his sufferings, and had longed to lighten their grief by an assurance that their faith had not been in vain. Not all, even of the 12, could receive the revelation he desired to give. Only the 3 who were to witness his anguish in Gethsemane had been chosen to be with him in the mount. Now his prayer was that they might witness a manifestation that would comfort them in the hour of his supreme agony with the knowledge that he was of a surety the Son of God and that his shameful death was part of the plan of redemption. His prayer was heard. Suddenly the heavens opened, and holy radiance descended upon the mount, enshrouding the Savior's form. Divinity from within flashed through humanity and met the glory coming from above. Arising from his prostrate position, Christ stood in godlike majesty. His countenance shone as the sun, and his garments were white as light. The disciples, awaking, gazed in fear and amazement on the radiant form of their Master. As they became able to endure the wondrous light, they saw beside Jesus 2 heavenly beings, Moses, who on Sinai had talked with God, and Elijah, to whom the high privilege was given never to come under the power of death. Because of his sin at Meribah, it was not for Moses to enter Canaan. Not for him was the joy of leading Israel into the inheritance of their fathers. A wilderness grave was the goal of 40 years of toil and heart-burdening care. Moses passed under the dominion of death, but he did not remain in the tomb. Christ himself called him forth to life. See. Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration represented those who shall come forth from the grave at the resurrection of the just. Elijah, who had been translated to heaven without seeing death, represented those living at Christ's second coming, who will be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Jesus was clothed as he will appear when he shall come the second time in the glory of his Father with the holy angels, see. Upon the mount the future kingdom of glory was represented in miniature, Christ the King, Moses a representative of the risen saints, and Elijah of the translated ones.